USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing this week he plans to impose new tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese imports starting September 1st. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan believes
the president was right to take on China, as has now recently been proven again. China doesn't keep his word or their word. China cheats when it comes to trade, and we have to take them on.
In his first public remarks since President Trump's tweets last week, Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings invites the president to come to Baltimore.
Come to Baltimore. Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore, and I promise you, you will be welcome. I promise you, we will give you every bit of hospitality we've got.
And in a developing story, there's an active shooter situation at the Walmart in El Paso, Texas, on the corner of Hawkins and Gateway East Boulevards. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Now that the U.S. has withdrawn from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, NATO officials have pledged their support for the decision. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made a pledge they will respond to the significant dangers posed by the Russian missiles to Allied security, but will not mimic the actions of Moscow.
We will not mirror what Russia does. We don't want a new arms race, and we have no intention to deploy new land-based nuclear missiles in Europe.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said this withdrawal is a direct result of Russia's sustained and repeated violations of the INF Treaty over many years involving numerous presidential administrations.
Rapper ASAP Rocky is back in the United States for now as he awaits a verdict on his assault trial in Sweden. The president celebrated the news on Twitter by saying it was a rocky week. Get home ASAP. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's been a bad summer so far for government information systems. Hackers have used ransomware to attack the data networks in Baltimore and the Georgia court system and also Lake City, Florida, just to name a few. Now, what can be done, though, when it comes to these attacks, and ultimately what these three cities ended up doing was paying those ransoms that they were asked for so they could get their data back. I had a chance to catch up with Richard Clark, one of the world's leading experts on security, cyberspace, and terrorism, and one of the things I asked him was what really should be done when these cities are held hostage by these hackers.
Many places are paying. It's not just cities that are being hit. Companies are being hit. Hospitals have been hit. Many people pay up because they just want to get their network back and get it back quickly. But that money goes to criminal gangs, and they use part of that money to make even more successful attacks, more sophisticated attacks. So we would like, and we say in the book, The Fifth Domain, we would like to outlaw paying so that nobody could pay hackers when they were hit by this ransomware. But in the meantime, while there is no such law, if you're hit, your only way out to get your network back quickly might be to pay.
Clark's a co-author of a book titled The Fifth Domain, which also goes into other details on what we can do to keep ourselves safe from hackers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.